Hello, Alison Hernandez here. I'm with Dominic Campbell in the Westminster City Hall at the Councillor Awards Ceremony. Bumped into him while he was here. And Dominic is the boss of FutureGov. I've been promoting some of the jobs that they've got going recently, and it's a very exciting company. And Dominic, I just wondered if you could just tell me a little bit about what FutureGov is.
Thank you for promoting our jobs. You should all come and work for FutureGov. So FutureGov is a digital innovation company working completely with local government. It's our thing. We're those local government geeks who just want to make everything amazing and modern. And we do a range of things from innovation services. So we have labs in councils where we help them think about different ways of doing things, from health and social care to child protection, to a whole range of things, starting from a blank piece of paper, thinking, okay, in 2014, how should public services look, and start from scratch. And then out of that creative process, we develop apps and other digital products that we can then help to support change in local public services.
So I know you've got a little project at the moment called Casserole Club. Yeah. I just love the whole thing about Casserole Club. It's just such a lovely concept, and I think it works for all ages, especially busy working mums who would also like someone's meal. But if you could just explain what Casserole Club is.
No, I'm the same. Like, partly it came out of me fancying being fed when I get home at 10 o'clock at night. But essentially, Casserole Club encourages people to do something great with an extra plate. The team will appreciate me being on message with that one. essentially, it's about how do we rethink Meals on Wheels for the modern world. So how would someone like Airbnb or some Silicon Valley entrepreneur think about Meals on Wheels, rather than just how do we deliver British Airways food thrown at people's doorsteps? And instead, how can we actually connect neighbourhoods? So what we try and do is, through the app and through the customer service approach that we take with phones, text messaging, other things as well, not just the web, how do you actually connect neighbourhoods so that the likes of you or I or anyone else who fancies giving their spare plate of dinner to someone in their neighbourhood.
Because you can sign up as a cook, if you like, that you're going to offer a meal, or you can sign up as somebody who needs a meal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. And generally we find that the cooks are pretty web savvy, and they register for themselves, and the diners often, you know, we work with councils, we work with local charities, church groups to find diners, because they're inherently harder to reach. So both the app and the process, the customer service in the middle, is about matchmaking local neighbourhoods.
And so, because that's sort of like across a number of local authorities, do local authorities have to buy that service?
Yeah. I mean, we've tried different models. We tried charging for dinners, but the diners were happy with that because they didn't want charity, but the cooks didn't want to be paid. So that didn't really work. So the best compromise in the end was to do it local authority by local authority, where people felt that just for a small amount, the council would be able to, you know,
administer it, make
it live in their area. And it felt like the best compromise. So that's what we're doing. We're in places like Barnet, Tower Hamlets. We're about to go across Staffordshire. Expanding.
Yeah, it has expanded. And also, you've got something that you're doing around child protection. I know that Kirsty, one of your colleagues, has been out in Melbourne and Australia doing all sorts of interesting trips for a long period of time, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the sort of stuff that you're developing around child protection.
Yeah, it's called Patchwork, and it's a really simple app, really. It's about trying to create what is essentially a supercharged contact book to make sure that anybody who is a frontline worker of any description, it might be a social worker, policeman, but equally a GP, school nurse, or youth club worker, has access to the contact book of everybody in an area who is trying to provide protection for children, but also older adults and others, so they can get in touch with one another really easily. And by connecting to a client, they can also see the team around that client that's almost automatically generated, so that they can then very easily see who else is connected, some of whom they'll already know, but hopefully we're exposing some of those hidden networks that, you know, where the trouble happens sometimes, where people don't know who knows what.
And is that being done on a local authority level, or who's leading that? Is it the police or...?
No, generally the same. Like, I was, you know, about a quarter of FutureGov are ex-local government people, so it's what we know best. So,
in a way, I'd sort of imagine schools would really want to lead on that.
Well, it's interesting. We've done well with places like Surrey and Staffordshire again, and others who have wanted to take that kind of community leadership role, but But equally, we're looking at different models, actually. Like Staffordshire themselves, in terms of promoting the use of patchwork in particular. So the county takes the sort of financial and leadership role, but then really in terms of promotion, it is GPs and schools that are the ones who get the most benefit, because they're not that close, they're not inherently connected to the statutory sector, but so they need to know who to get in touch with.
No, it's really interesting. And also, there's been some sort of really good news that you've been sort of pushing out there lately, which is something to do with about £1 million or something like that. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, just won the lottery. No.
I thought, how else are you going to get that money? Go on. How have you done? You're growing and expanding as a business.
Yeah, there's 25 of us at the moment, and in order to both make sure that we make an increasing amount of great products that can help the future of local government and overcome some of the crap technology that unfortunately local government has to use, we really want to try and shake that up. So we've taken investment to grow to 40 in the first instance and to make sure we can work with more and more councils.
That's really good.
And it's an interesting deal, actually. So Surrey County Council have actually bought a stake in FutureGov. As have Nesta Impact Investments. So we've got like a social venture capitalist fund and then a council.
How interesting. This is a new model going forward, isn't it? This is different than doing sort of a joint venture or investing purely into a private company. They've got a bit of a stake in it. Do they have some sort of say in it as well?
Yeah, they've one of their directors sits on our board now.
Shut up.
So they get to come to our offices.
What great personal development. I'm not being funny, but they're sort of like getting to see at the first, really, what's going on at the forefront of change in local government. You couldn't buy that development.
I mean, I totally agree. And they've got other things like local authority trading companies and they've, you know, joint ventures, as you say. But to actually, in the last 6 months, to be part of a sort of venture capital investment process to learn how that works, which they hadn't gone through, we hadn't gone through. And then, as you say, to be on the board of a company that's trying to reinvent local government is interesting for them,
that's,
I would imagine.
Brilliant. And I have to say, because I only really know you because of dear old John Foster, who, it doesn't, I don't know if he still works with you.
He does,
but you know, he's just an amazing advert. He's the one who set up Councillor Camp at the Facebook headquarters a couple of years ago, which is where I got to meet all of you before. And I just wanted to know how he was. How's John? I'll follow him on Facebook, but how is he?
John's a beautiful man. We're privileged to have him at FutureGov.
Oh, so I have to end on that lovely note. Okay, thanks very much, Dominic.
No problem, thanks.